Establish roots. Change is constant in nature. Take the oak tree, for example. It adapts to the different seasons, bending in the wind and rain, drawing strength from its deep roots. Just like the oak, we humans also go through life cycles. Understanding this helps us find peace. As we grow older, we face old emotional problems again. Ignoring them only brings them back, possibly causing harm. So, facing these issues head-on is key to staying healthy. In today's world, many believe that achieving success automatically brings happiness. When you chase success, you're always aiming higher and forward. Only actions that keep pushing you upward and onward feel fulfilling. However, as you go through life, you need strong foundations to support you and help you grow old with wisdom and grace. Happiness comes from within and downward. True growth starts from the inside and spreads outward. To really understand yourself and figure out your true purpose, take a breather and listen up, both to nature's whispers and your own inner thoughts. Give yourself the time and space to tune into your inner voice, and you'll start seeing what really drives you. And when it comes to juggling work and life, think about how everything connects: you, your family, your job, and your community. Tune into your body. Giving up control might feel tough, as many people like being in charge. But when you let go of your ego and attachments, you pave the way for genuine, meaningful connections. While about 50% of your happiness is inherited, the other half is within your grasp. Regardless of genetics, the choices you make can lead to a happier, healthier life. Scientific studies back the idea that taking care of your mind, body, and spirit is crucial for feeling good. Research confirms what we already know: looking after your physical health directly impacts your happiness, so prioritize sleep, exercise regularly, and opt for a diet that's low in fat but high in fiber. Approach every experience as a chance to learn. Your attitude matters a lot. Smiling isn't just a sign of happiness, it can actually make you happier. Laughing releases good chemicals that reduce stress and make your brain work better. Practicing gratitude by helping others, being generous, nurturing your spiritual side, and forgiving can boost your optimism and overall well-being. Stress and gratitude don't mix well, so focusing on gratitude can help alleviate stress. Acts of kindness not only make you feel good but also strengthen your emotional resilience. Compassion, found at the core of major religions, isn't just about feeling for others, it's about taking action. It's a choice you actively make to better the world around you. Summary. Listen to stress's message. Stress is like a spotlight, shining on the areas of our lives that need attention. It's a natural part of learning and growing, signaling where we can improve. If you want to live a purposeful life, expect stress to show up. But instead of seeing it as a roadblock, view it as a guide to reaching your full potential. Negative emotions like fear, anger, and hatred can really stress you out. When you're angry or hateful, it feels like you're pushing people away. Fear is at the root of many bad feelings, draining your energy and even making you sick. Being scared all the time messes with your head, making you defensive. To beat fear, first, know what you're afraid of. Then, make a list of those fears and tackle them one by one. When you're stressed, your body releases adrenaline and cortisol, triggering a fight or flight response. After the threat fades, adrenaline levels drop, but cortisol stays high, putting prolonged strain on your system. This chronic stress can lead to illness or even death. To beat stress, tackle it head on. For example, worrying is just a harmful habit that fuels stress. When you catch yourself fretting, stop and switch gears. Try saying something positive like, "I'm grateful for my life." The first root of happiness, serenity. When you're constantly stressed, you might not even realize it anymore. But it's crucial to shake up that routine. Instead of just getting used to it, make a plan. Equip yourself with new strategies for handling stress. So when it hits, you're ready with fresh ways to deal with it. Ordering yourself to relax when you're stressed might not work if you're used to feeling that way. But you can tap into your body's natural defenses against stress. Endorphins are chemicals your body makes that help block pain and boost your immune system. Doing things like exercising, laughing, or eating spicy food can release endorphins. Acupuncture and massages can do the same. Water is refreshing, so taking a bath can help reduce stress. In many languages, breath and spirit mean the same thing. Your breath is your link to life, both physically and spiritually. Taking deep breaths helps you relax and be more open, slowing things down. Whenever you remember, take a moment for a few deep breaths. See how this simple action calms you. Finding peace can counter stress. Healing and serenity. Serenity, the opposite of stress, aids in healing. Meditation promotes serenity, with scientific studies backing its benefits like stress reduction, lower risks of heart disease and cancer, and longer life. Just 20 minutes a day of meditation yields immense advantages, but even 5 minutes can help you grow comfortable with silence amidst life's chaos. Guided imagery and prayer can be like meditation, helping you relax and feel peaceful. Keeping a journal where you jot down your thoughts and feelings can also do wonders. It's a great way to deal with anger, frustration, or tough times. Science confirms what religions have long preached: being thankful leads to happiness. Appreciate your breath, the giver of life. Value your body, especially after the challenges it has faced. Recognize the contributions of those who came before you, shaping the life you live today. The second root of happiness, exercise. Exercise is key to staying healthy and full of energy. It fights stress, boosts strength, and makes you more flexible and resilient overall. It helps with depression and sleep, and keeps your immune system strong. Plus, it's vital for staying sharp as you age. Remember to take deep breaths when you work out. When you wake up each day, imagine yourself being active and healthy. If exercising feels like a chore, try different activities like yoga, dancing, biking, tai chi, qigong, or swimming until you find what you enjoy. All these activities are good for your health, even if you're not into sports. Walking is also great, even if it's all you can do. Once you start moving, you'll want to keep moving. The third root of happiness, relationships. Americans champion the idea of the self-made person, the rugged individualist. However, it's essential to recognize that your connections to loved ones and your community are the real catalysts for personal growth and well-being. Prioritize your connections in this order. 1. Your relationship with the universe, God, or a higher power. 2. Your relationship with your spouse. 3. Your relationship with your children. 4. Your relationship with your work and your community. 5. Some people think they'll find closeness in someone else. But as time goes on in a relationship, they're shocked to realize they still feel empty and yearning. 6. Just like before they got into it. To truly connect with others, start by understanding yourself. If you're unsure about your own desires or are afraid to explore your inner thoughts, you're essentially blocking off the path to intimacy. This self-blocking, or self-aside, happens when you ignore your feelings and disconnect from what truly matters to you. Start by paying attention to your own thoughts and feelings. Engage fully with life by using all your senses. Recall the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Prioritizing human connection. Technology and busy schedules can lead to loneliness, stress, and neglect of relationships. But human connection is crucial for happiness and well-being. We naturally crave love and closeness with others. To nurture this, it's important to make time for friends amidst our busy lives. Friends provide support during tough times and are as important as work commitments. So, prioritize spending time with friends just like you would for work meetings. Being part of a community lets you contribute to something bigger than yourself, which is crucial for happiness. The fourth root of happiness, food. Forget about trendy diets, they're a dead end. Want to get healthy? Commit to building good habits that last. Slash the fat in your meals to 20% or less of your daily calories. Aim for 3 servings of omega-3 rich fish weekly, and load up on fresh fruits and veggies, especially broccoli, beans, and blueberries. Drink green tea for its antioxidants, which keep you healthy. To ensure lifelong healthy eating habits, start teaching your kids good food choices early. Sit together for meals as a family without distractions like TV. Research shows excessive TV time can lead to weight issues and academic struggles. Take charge of what's available at home to guide your children toward nutritious options. Lead by example with your own eating habits. Unmindful consumption of food, entertainment, and stimuli can harm your health. Remember, nourishment isn't just about what you eat. All your senses need care. Try aromatherapy to delight your nose. Listen to music to soothe your ears. Look at art to please your eyes. Change the color of a room or buy clothes you like. Touch different textures around you. Connect to power. Your body's energy is like the electricity powering your home. Just as you want your house's wiring to be clear of short circuits, you want your body's energy circuits to flow smoothly. But watch out for false energy, it can mess with you down to the cellular level. Stuff like sugary drinks and fast food might give you a quick boost, but it's like a flash in the pan, burns out fast. Stress, feeling down, and worrying all drain your energy too. Negative emotions like anger, envy, fear, shame, and grief also steal your energy as you struggle to cope with them. Plus, being constantly glued to technology, responding to every email and call, can drain you too. To boost your energy, safeguard your time. Genuine energy springs from knowing yourself deeply and nurturing what you love. State your goals clearly to fuel your drive. Focus on what matters most and figure out the steps to make it happen. Stay focused, don't get caught up in others' business. Real, healthy energy comes from reading, smart money management, and getting creative. Being proactive means always figuring out what you can do to achieve your goals. Every action you take teaches you something. Afterward, think about what you did to do even better next time. Key points. 1. Learning from nature, like the resilience of an oak tree, helps us face life's cycles and challenges. 2. Understanding oneself through reflection and connection to nature promotes personal growth and happiness. 3. Prioritizing self-care and healthy habits promotes learning and reduces stress for overall well-being. 4. Recognizing stress as a guide for growth encourages tackling fears and negative emotions for inner peace. 5. Nurturing relationships, healthy eating, and managing energy are essential for lifelong learning and happiness. 6. Adopting change and prioritizing self-awareness leads to deeper understanding and personal development. 7. Actively engaging with life's experiences cultivates wisdom and promotes continuous learning for a fulfilling life.